Well, hello, welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. In today's episode, let's have a roundup of Q1 2024 and what I think will come in Q2 2024 and beyond. Now, when I say Q1 and Q2, folks, obviously I'm referring to calendar quarters, so Q1 January to March, Q2 April to June, you get the idea. Obviously, I appreciate for many businesses, it actually is the Q4 for them and end of the financial year, going into new financial year next year. So whether we're talking Q1 or Q4, I'm just going to give a general view of, I guess my view of how the first 3 months of 2024 have gone, what I see coming down the line. So as I always say, what I do for a living is a great barometer of market confidence and where the market is going. How confident a business is around recruitment, around hiring is a great sentiment to how busy they are. I would say, generally speaking, folks, in terms of what we've done for Q1 as a business, we've probably underperformed slightly in terms of where we need to be numbers-wise. However, I'm very confident we'll actually smash Q2. We've just had our second best ever business 1 month. So by business one for me, that means when we secure a placement, irrelevant to whether they start, you know, tomorrow or whether they start in 3 months, you know, they're basically the individual that has accepted the job and has agreed a start date. So we've had our second best ever business 1 month in March this year. Very confident that April will be certainly in the top five in terms of best ever business 1 month. So that's a really great indication that our clients are very busy hiring, trying to secure the right degree of talent. In terms of a quick overview of sectors, I think actually most sectors have remained fairly robust. The sectors that have kind of probably continued to struggle for the last 6 months continue to struggle, I would say, generally speaking, and that being, I think, retail and residential are probably two of the worst affected sectors. Having said that, we've recruited and have got vacancies in both sectors right now in the UK and Europe as a whole. So I would argue certainly if you're niche and you've got the right clients in the right space, it's almost irrelevant of what the sector is. It remains relatively busy. Now, of course, there's been a few headlines in the first 3 months of this year. Certain consultancies have made people redundant. I would still say that's one of two things, either a change of strategy from said consultancies, maybe they want to get rid of a division or massively scale a division down, and that's just a, you know, kind of a corporate decision about where they're going as a business, or it's a business that has got it terribly wrong in terms of they've overhired with the wrong caliber of people in the last few months, even maybe last 6 to 9 months, and are now suffering because of that. I can't stress enough, folks, one of the key things if you're an employer is you've got to hire the right caliber of people. If that means spending a bit more money on each individual to get the right caliber of individual, then do so. Equally, don't overspend money, don't offer too high wages for people who are just not of the right caliber, which is where I think certainly one of the bigger consultancies that's run aground a bit at the moment has done that. They've hired a lot of mediocre to average people on very high salaries, and that's some of the issues they are facing now as a business going forward. I'm generally very confident about what 2024 will bring. We are seeing, I guess, a realignment of certain sectors that are getting very busy. So the data center sector being one, both in the UK, Europe, and internationally. But the real growth sector, I think, is just looking at a lot of investment in major, say, green investments, whether that be the obvious stuff like solar, offshore wind, battery storage. But you're seeing a lot of work at the transmission level, whether that be, you know, massive projects being funded by the likes of National Grid, UKPN, and this is all, obviously all in the UK, right through to, you know, small nuclear reactors, large nuclear reactors, obviously, you know, Sizewell C is gathering pace in terms of an investment proposition. So we're seeing a lot of investment both from the public and private sector. Of course, in the UK and in the US, we are in election years, which always, to some extent, causes some slowdown. However, I would say certainly whoever is in government in the UK at the back end of this year, I don't think their issues change. They've got to invest heavily in healthcare. They've got to invest heavily in infrastructure. They've got to invest heavily in defence. So, you know, if you're currently an employee and you are looking for rapid growth, then maybe two ways to look at that. One is your current employer set up for that? Have they got enough work on? Are they growing rapidly for you to be able to ride that wave? Or do you need to either move company entirely or move into a sector that is very busy? So there are certain sectors that, to me, look like they will just continue to grow and grow, whether that be data centers, life science, industrial, green energy investment and projects, defence. These are all sectors that I think can only go one way at the moment. Healthcare, again, is one that can only go one way at the moment. So some of those sectors will continue to grow pretty damn rapidly, I think, over the next 12 to 18 months, and will need, you know, a lot of people to grow those accounts. So either get into one of those sectors and ride that wave, or if you're already in that sector, ride that wave. There are certain sectors that are obviously going to do well. I think maybe other sectors maybe won't do as well, won't be quite as hugely busy as maybe others. Caveat to all that is that, you know, there are certain organisations that are absolute market leaders in certain sectors and will continue to do well. We work with one, you know, kind of relatively small but growing project management consultancy that's, you know, best in class in commercial developer, and they're absolutely flying at the moment. So, you know, they'll only go one way in terms of growth. I think we will continue to see a skills drain to certainly the Gulf, in particular Saudi. You know, Saudi is just seemingly like a sponge at the moment in terms of the number of people it can take on to support the likes of NEOM and other giga projects that are out there. But equally, you know, certain disciplines such as quantity surveyor, cost managers, the world is literally your oyster. Almost every country in the world is crying out for your skills at the moment. That will see a lot of people suddenly leave the UK and other countries, maybe causing some global mobility around the world. But certainly, almost whether I speak to, you know, kind of clients in Australia, Canada, the US as examples, they're all desperate for people. They're all absolutely desperate for people within the kind of construction and infrastructure markets. The QS one being an obvious one because it's very easy to transfer internationally with, but equally if you're a PM or other such disciplines, I'm sure most countries have some way of you getting into them, albeit maybe slightly more challenging. But certainly that kind of massive kind of global demand for people is seeing a lot of people move to different international locations, which is causing more unrest in likes to the UK. What that means, though, is for those who choose to stay in the UK, also presents you with great opportunity because the skills pool, the talent pool is shrinking all the time. That means that if you're very good, you can benefit from that, probably see your career progress quicker than it otherwise would have done, just because, you know, businesses need good doers, but they also need good managers in those fields. So you should be able to see a real growth in your own career, I would suggest, over the next 12 to 18 months. So the upshot is, you know, I think you can go online, contribute, actually pick up a paper, whatever it may be, and you'll get contrasting stories as to the state of both the economy in the country that you're in, but also globally. I would say the massive thing, and I've been banging this drum now for a long time, the massive issue that underpins a lot of this is that we have a huge skills shortage. And whilst I think in the next 5 or 10 years, AI is going to change that landscape further again, just another podcast on the future of talent, it's well worth a listen. But in the meantime, if you are a construction, if you're an infrastructure property professional, you are in such demand that there's not enough of you in the system. So actually, I would not panic. I would not kind of stay in an organization because you're panicked about the future and what it may bring. You know, arguably a lot of talk now from the experts is that we are coming out of a recession. I honestly didn't even really feel that we were in a recession, you know, in terms of our workload as a recruiter. But the point is, there's no end of need for really good, talented individuals. So I think you will all be okay. I hope that's been a useful roundup. Obviously, it's not one full of facts and figures, probably more anecdotal about what I see in the market. But certainly, I would say the market remains busy. There are not enough of you. You will all be gainfully employed for some time to come, as long as you all keep on developing yourselves, looking at your own skill base and making sure that you are not becoming a dinosaur. As I say, definitely worth listening to my prior podcast on what I learned at LinkedIn Talent Connect. Okay, take care, folks. Hope you have a good day. Cheers. Bye.